We often talk at Here and the Divorce Etc. podcast about the importance of knowing your financial situation, being prepared, having access to your assets, and knowing what everything means, as well as working with someone who can help you get there. The financial implications of divorce and how to protect your financial future is exactly what we're talking about in today's episode. So let's bring in today's guest. We are with Hazel Secco, the founder and CEO of Align Financial Solutions. And like I said, the whole purpose of today's podcast is to talk about the financial implications, protecting yourself, and really knowing what you need to know, even if you don't know that that's what you need to know. So welcome, Hazel.
Thank you. Thank you, Jessica, for having me.
You're welcome. So, I mean, I first want to start out, like, you know, with all of your expertise in terms of working with people financially through divorce, what do you see as the major, most common concerns from your clients?
I mean, it all comes down to, am I going to have enough during retirement? I think that's the biggest thing. And a lot of things come down to, you know, the income and the expenses, those are going to change. So am I going to be able to sustain my lifestyle?
And do you think that that's related more? I mean, the retirement thing is huge. I feel like whenever I'm talking to my friends, we look at like the generation before us and we're like, how are we ever? I mean, it seems inconceivable now, the idea that, you know, someone could retire at age 50 or 55. Like, I feel like I'm going to be working till I'm 80. But when it comes to divorce, I wonder, like, so the retirement thing for sure, huge concern. What do you feel like you're hearing from your clients with regards to just getting divorced if they're the non-moneyed partner and being able to like pay their bills, support their kids, like pay for all of that stuff, even in life now, forgetting retirement?
Right. No, I mean, definitely just generally anything money related, those who are not necessarily doing the money portion in the marriage, they are scared. And a lot of times, like they feel like they're not making smart decisions or right decisions. So that's when most of the clients come to me and ask, you know, is there a way that I know for sure if I'm doing the right thing? And that's where some of the like planning and strategy comes in. But I think like it's really important. I mean, divorce, I always tell everyone, all the women that I work with, it's a major life transition, and people have a hard time recognizing that. Or maybe it's just like that time of the life where it's like really hard to be nice to yourself. So you just like kind of beat yourself up. But it's really important to acknowledge that it is a major life transition.
I think it's also hard sometimes because when you're going through it, it's like you have so many things piling on that you have to deal with. And especially if you're not the one who's been doing the financial planning in your marriage, it's like you said, like, how do you know whether or not you're doing the right thing? But also, how do you find the time to kind of learn that sort of stuff? So what do you tell clients who are coming to you and they're like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, and beating themselves up about that? Where do you even start?
That's a good question. I mean, everyone starts from like a different place. But I think just really knowing what you have is a good place to start.
I think you're totally right. I think that there are a lot of people out there who are like, I don't know what I have. And not only do they not know what they have, they don't know where it is because they haven't been doing it. We've spoken to a lot of people who are like, I don't know what I have. I don't know where it is. And I'm afraid to ask because I'm afraid that by asking is going to like cause friction in either the process, or maybe their spouse doesn't know that they're thinking about possibly getting divorced and they're trying to prepare themselves. So any tips on like how to find out and locate things? We always talk about the importance of knowing also like your passwords, like being able to log in.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that sometimes people are like, I don't even know where to find that.
Yeah, that's a good question. So I feel like it's really important to I mean, you talk about it all the time, like team of experts, team of professionals to go to during divorce or even like while contemplating divorce. But it's, yeah, it especially because like you said, whether you're like really smart and savvy with money or not, like women, like we take care, like we are just made, or we are kind of trained to take care of other people, and we have no time to just go through everything to make the right decisions. So it's really, I feel like it's really, really important to have someone that you really trust, that you can just bounce ideas off, or like who can just take a look at your tax return and just refer back to it. Like, what do I have? I don't even know. And I mean, it's just really hard, especially when you're raising kids, or a lot of different things happen, and just like that's not always in the front of our like priorities.
Yeah, especially when there's a ton of moving parts, like you said. So tell us, so for people who are like, okay, I know, I acknowledge the fact that I need to be working with someone to help me do this. Like, what is the difference between a CDFA and a regular financial planner?
So CDFAs are, I think it's more of a financial advisor who's specialized in the divorce and financial implications of divorce specifically. Like I am a CDFA, but there's a two different CDFAs as well. The CDFAs that are trained so that they can actually kind of help you split the asset during the process. And see, like for me, I got the CDFA designation to understand the divorce finances better, to help my client who has gone through the divorce. So I focus on the retirement planning and the post-divorce financial planning. So CDFAs are the like divorce finance experts, while the just normal regular financial advisor, they're just kind of more, generalist, talking about financial planning, retirement planning, anything related to personal finances.
What made you decide to focus on working with single women after divorce?
It's so interesting. I didn't realize that I was even focusing on that specific demographics until I was in it. It's just, I grew up with, I think it's like a also like background upbringing. Like I'm really good at conversing with kind of like a older generation. I grew up with my grandmother, and like she was a single woman, like widowed woman, and my mom was divorced. So I was like around single women and being an advocate for them a lot. So I think it's like the way I speak, or I'm just more drawn to speak to them. I don't know what it is, but I really enjoy working with them, and they get the most transformation out of our relationship as well, which is really important to me.
Yeah, totally important. I'm just going to take pause for a brief moment here. Have you ever said this? Oh my God, look at this bag. I've never even used it, but I spent so much money on it. Ugh. Or I have to deal with my closet. It's a mess. I really should consign some things, but I don't have the time. Or oh my God, look at these old Gucci sunglasses. They're so out of style. What am I going to do with them? Easy. Call the RealReal. You basically have a closet full of money waiting to be put into your pocket. They come to you, they pick it up, they put it online, they sell it, you get paid. Seriously? Yes, it's true. And I can personally tell you that I have done this myself and recouped thousands of dollars from clothing that I'm not wearing, bags and shoes that I'm not using. It's definitely worth it. If you're interested in consigning with The RealReal, just click the link in our show notes or in our link in bio on Instagram or TikTok and fill out the form. Make sure to add X experts, that's EXEXPERTS, next to your last name so they know the X experts sent you. I promise it'll be worth it. When we were getting divorced from our exes, we being TH and I, we hoped that someone could take us by the hand and make sure that we didn't make any mistakes when it comes to the money or with our kids, dealing with our ex, friends, dating, all of the things. So you're in luck. Just like building X experts for you, we also created a divorce rule book. We share what we wish we knew back then so that you don't make the same mistakes we did. If you want your copy, all you have to do is visit xexperts.com. That's EXEXPERTS.com. And it's right there for you. The link is also in the show notes. You don't know what you don't know, but we do. So, Hazel, what do you consider as essential for a team of divorce professionals? Obviously, the financial part of it, huge. Who else would you tell people that they need to be bringing in to be able to manage this?
Financial part and the mental health professional, and obviously the legal professional. Legal professional, like we don't really even talk about it because it's just people already know it is a legal process to end the marriage. But the financial part and mental part is absolutely essential, like not negotiable essential, because I even to the people that's not even going through the divorce, I always talk about the financial wellness, the three prong, where it's like you need to have a balance between the mental health, physical health, and financial health. And if any of them are shaky or not balanced, the other one gets significantly impacted. So I think, you know, those three things are really important while going through the life transitions.
Yeah, for sure. And so with the three prongs, a conversation that TH and I have a lot when it comes to exactly what you said, like the emotional part of it, is that a lot of people will be going to meet with their lawyers and they're like verbally vomiting all of their emotional baggage happening during the divorce onto their attorneys.
Right.
Do you feel like as a financial professional, you're getting a lot of that from people coming in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, also, it's like a little different because like finance, money itself brings a lot of emotions to people too.
Right.
So like the emotion that I'm getting those specific like money related anxiety or nervousness.
Yeah.
Around money. So yeah, it's like a different type of emotion, but definitely it does come up a lot.
When, like we were talking in the beginning kind of about, you know, just like the financial implications of divorce and sort of protecting your financial future, are there like two or three specific things or places that people should be focused on when it comes to that? Like even if they want to kind of prepare themselves to go and have a meeting with a CDFA, what would you suggest would be like kind of their initial questions and the things that they should be delving into from the beginning?
I think being open-minded is really important. It's really, really hard, especially when you're like emotionally distraught, but I feel like it's so important because some people can get like fixated in like possessing the primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
But like, is that sustainable? Like you could have it. You could have a buyout or, you know, whatever option might be. Like, I feel like it's sometimes emotionally reacting to those kind of things that you want to really have. But just having an open mind and kind of, you know, like having those like other voices kind of get absorbed into you to see if that even makes sense long term, kind of thinking. I know it's like it feels kind of like desperate and, you know, devastating to go through this life transition. So it's like you're in it, you're too in the thick of it. It's like mm-hmm. so hard to know. But I think having an open minded kind of, you know, be malleable and kind of listen to other voices to so that like you are able to make the best decision for yourself.
I think that that's such a huge point. And I feel like for everyone listening, like just take a moment to let that sink in, because I think you're right. Like you come into the situation, particularly with your divorce settlement, with specific ideas of what you think it's going to look like in the end. And oftentimes that's just a very uneducated story or version. So that, so when you go in and you think that you're the one who's going to want to keep the house or whatever it is, like, I agree with you. I think that you really do have to be very open-minded to allow the possibility that that may not be the best choice for you. And that's a tough pill to swallow, I think, sometimes.
Of course.
And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think that, and I had never really thought about it that way, like, be open-minded when it comes to the finances. I feel like a lot of people go in there and they're, well, because they're like, this is what I should be getting.
Right, right.
I've done this and therefore I should get this. And I feel like it just doesn't always work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't always willing to accept the fact that there's another way to maybe look at things.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so what about like women who come to you, maybe they haven't worked in their marriage? And what kind of advice, I know you can't give specific financial advice to everybody listening, everyone's situation.
Right, right.
But there likely are people listening who haven't worked, and that's their biggest concern. They don't actually have an active income coming in every month. And so what kind of conversations would you have with clients like that?
Usually, unless there's a huge sum of money that you are getting after the settlement, like right now, how it's structured, unfortunately, you probably do need to think about going back to some sort of work, whether it's like part-time, full-time. It seems like, you know, it's like almost, they never do some type of like a alimony forever, like, so that you don't have to work. So it's something that, like, again, I think like it's really, really hard because you're not used to it and you have to, you know, face sort of like a new reality, new lifestyle. But just having that open mindset and learning what's potentially going to work the best instead of, you know, kind of like, I'll never do that, or, you know, like, I'll, like, the kind of hard mindset, like, already decided. Those kind of things are going to make the, I think, settlement or the negotiation part so much harder, which means a longer process, which means a lot more expensive in the, you know, like a legal fees, without any like actual productive conversation necessarily. So it's like just generally having an open conversation, willing to have an open mindset is like really crucial.
Do you have people who come to you and are help and are asking for help to budget to actually pay their legal fees for the divorce? Like, they come in, it's X amount. They don't necessarily know where the money's coming from, but they're like, look, I'm paying my lawyer, whatever, $300 an hour. And I, you know, it's been going on for this long. How am I even going to make that work?
Yeah. It's like, it's so surprising to me that, you know, like, a lot of people come afterwards, like after legal process is already done or after things are already taken out. So I don't even get to do that part. But a lot of people, like, the saddest thing is that you have to touch the significant amount of money out of your retirement account and pay taxes and pay penalty and then pay the attorney with that. So it's like your nest egg gets so much smaller after the fact. So I don't know. I feel really sad. And like, that's something that I'm like really upset about, that like it's not only not efficient, but it's like hurting your financial projections and, you know, the long-term financial future. And it's really hard.
Well, is there something that people should be doing? Let's say there's someone listening who isn't finished paying off their legal bills or is maybe just starting the process and thinking, yeah, what you're saying is right. And I don't want to have to end up taking it out of my retirement or paying the penalty on it later after the fact. Like, what would be a strategy so that they don't have to do that?
When you're contemplating divorce, I would even say, don't, like if you're contributing to any retirement account, stop contributing into that and then build up your emergency savings.
Uh, Okay, that is a good strategy. I hope everybody
Yeah.
listening thought of that. I mean, we should all have an emergency savings anyway, but that's really smart. Like, stop diverting the funds into your 401k or whatever your retirement account is and put it into your rainy day emergency fund because you're going to
Yeah.
need access to that cash
Right,
on a much
right.
shorter term basis. That's really good. I like that. Thank you.
Of course.
One of the things that we had asked you before you came on was kind of like, what do you wish? One thing that you would want the people to know, and you had said to not try to make this major life transition alone, making sure that you have enough resources and professionals around you to share the burden. So, any suggestions on how to make sure that they do that? Because I feel like people might hone in on the make sure you have enough resources, and they'd be like, I don't have enough resources.
The monetary financial resources, or are you referring to?
Well, I guess what did you mean? Was it not monetary finance, just resources like? Advice, friends,
Yeah, I
loved
think that's what
ones.
it. Resources as in, like, I think I was talking about everything, like a mental health professional. I feel like just don't do it alone. Like, you don't want to bounce ideas off of yourself when you're going down the rabbit hole, for example,
Right.
like coach or therapist or even both. Like, when you're having this like hard time, I feel like you just need to have multiple people to bounce ideas off of and then just get like support from them. So, like, I mean, the least you want to do is to have like a mental breakdown during
Right.
this, like, this is a
No
crazy
one's got
time.
time for that.
Right. Like, it's just really hard. You gotta, get all the friends and family members. Don't talk to them if they're not on the same page and like willing to support you. This is the time that you really need all the people in the world that's gonna support you and give you positive energy.
I love that. And by the way, ex-experts, I mean, that's exactly what TH and I are here for, to really, because I mean, we always say, like, sometimes it's harder to talk to the people that you're really close with
That's
than
true.
someone who's like, removed objective party with no preconceived notion. So, that's exactly what we do, helping people get through it because we are a no judgment zone and
Yeah.
really just here to kind of help people to take a step in the right direction, whatever that decision is for them and best for their family. So, thank you for that.
Yeah, of
So,
course.
I mean, listen, the financial conversation, I feel like can always go on and on. It is one of the absolute top concerns with people getting divorced. We always say like it's the money and the kids and how that's going to be managed are usually the scariest parts for people. So, we appreciate you coming on and giving us all of this great insight. And for everyone listening, if you enjoyed this episode of Divorce, Etc. with the ex-experts today, then please help us out. It only takes a minute to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and it actually helps us and other people like you that are dealing with divorce. For more about Hazel and Align Financial Services and all of the services that she offers, you can check out the show notes. And of course, share this episode with anyone you know that could benefit from listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.